Appreciate your prayers. Seems like it's been a long time since I've been here. And the Lord's been good to me. I went back this week from a checkup, 2 weeks, and they said everything was going well. And I thank the Lord for that. I want to thank you for your prayers, your calls and cards and offerings and meals and everything you've did to be a help to us in this time. I'm still a little weak. It'll be 3 weeks come Tuesday since the surgery, and a little sore. It's hard to come to church and not really get in it. And the nurse said to me, I asked her, I said, do you think I could go to church on Sunday? She said, yeah, I think it'd be all right. I said, I'm a preacher. She said, you are? I said, yeah. She said, well, just don't hit the pulpit. Yeah, sir. I told her I didn't think I would. But I sure thank the Lord for being here. I appreciate God having mercy on me. I didn't really think it'd be like this. Brother Dennis knows about that, and maybe some of you others. No doubt this is the first time something like this ever hit me. And when I went in that night, I didn't really expect to have them kind of blockages in my heart. And then the doctor, surgeon, went in, found another one, said it was underneath the one that was about 100% blocked. So I knew it was the hand of God. And I could be in heaven today. I realized that. I was thinking one night there laying in my bed before the surgery. I was saying, Lord, am I going to make it? And he said, well, you already have. He said, the surgery, he said, is big to you. But it ain't to me.
That's right.
I said, I can take care of it. And I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm ready to go. The Lord calls me. I don't want to, but I said, I'm ready. And, but I just want to read a few verses this morning. If you'll take your Bible to Job chapter 23. And again, I thank you for being so kind to me and loving me. And my wife's been outstanding. My family, my children, my mom and dad, and the church family. If you look with me there, I just want to touch base with you on a few things the Lord showed me in this time of my life. I really feel like God gave me another chance. I really feel like that He gave me another opportunity. I want to read, if you, Lord, help me, just take verse 10. Job here speaking under his trial. He said, He knoweth the way that I take, and when He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held His steps, His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of His lips. I've esteemed the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. But He is in one mind, and who can turn Him? And what His soul desireth, even that He doeth. For He, notice verse 14, for He performeth the thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with Him. Therefore am I troubled at His presence. When I consider, I'm afraid of Him, for God maketh my heart soft. The Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath He covered the darkness from my face. God had disappointed in my life. God set this up. It wasn't no accident. It wasn't something that just happened. Job said here, he performed the thing that was appointed for me. He appointed it. And a lot of things changed as I look at them now. I don't take life for granted the way I did before. I look at every day as a day as a gift from God. And that it is. Before, sad to say, I didn't think it like that. I just thought that you go on with life, but it's just different now.
Yeah.
Had not been for the mercies of God, I wouldn't be here.
Amen.
I value life more. I just value things more. I value family more. I value life more. Opportunity to serve the Lord more. I hate it took this to get me to that place to see that the value that God has placed on a life in my own family. I told my wife, I said, you know, you go through life so fast that you don't value some things that you ought to really value.
Yeah.
I really see what matters more now. Holding a little granddaughter. Spending time with my wife. Being able to come to the house of God. 3 weeks I didn't get to come to the house of God. Brother Brent set it up, and it's been great help to me to get to see the services. But it ain't nothing like walking in the house of God. It's not nothing like being able to come in and see you face to face and have fellowship and enjoy the blessings of God. I see what matters more now. I think I got more compassion now on the hurting. I never had been through nothing like that. He said, "Do you ever had any surgery?" I said, "When I was 7 years old, had eye surgery, but I don't really remember a lot about it." It causes me to think more now, people that's going through hard times. I remember that Thursday night we went in, I started having chest pains on Sunday. And Monday evening, I came home from going to the detention center. I went up there to preach. I walked them steps and sat down. It was hurting. And I said to the Lord, I needed to go in there. And it eased off. I went in, come home. I sat down and got me something to eat. And after I ate, I could feel it. It was like a knife in my chest. And I picked up the phone. I was starting to call 911. And I started praying, God, please help me. God, please help me. And it eased off. And I should have went on to the hospital. I said I'd say this. Any man, woman, if you ever have chest pain, you ought to go and get it checked out. I know that's not a spiritual thing, but it's something you need to have checked out. It hurt. It went like that. It eased off and went on about my business. Next 3 days, chest hurting. Me and my wife, she said, you need to go to the hospital. And I said, I believe you're right. So we went. And then the next day, of course, they done the stress test. I run that treadmill. They said, there's a little something wrong there. And they took my blood that night and said, there's some stress on my heart. I never said I had a heart attack. But the next day, they done a heart catheterization. That doctor said, you look like you might have one blockage. And then they come out and said, I had four. And I had to go to Presbyterian Hospital and have open heart surgery. And I thought, laying in the bed there, Lord, I'm 55 years old. I'm not that old. I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. But it wasn't about that. It was about God's appointment.
Yes.
Right.
It's about God's will.
Yeah.
Been a long road. Been kind of hard times. But I can tell you this right now. I can say it right where I'm standing, both feet. The grace of God's been sufficient. The grace of God's been sufficient. The grace of God's been sufficient. I didn't know why I was going through. I really didn't know what I'd have to go through. And this morning I can stand here and tell you, God's helped me. He's helped me. He's helped me. And I attribute that to the prayers of God's people and just the good help of God. Yeah, I'm sore. I'm sore. My chest hurts. I mean, far as soreness. But all in all, God's given me grace and helped me through this thing.
Amen.
I think about the change. God's changed me in a lot of ways. And I'll say this. I look at the chastisement. The Bible said, whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. I believe that God's allowed me to go through this that He might deal with my heart. I believe He's allowed me to go through this that I might bear some fruit in my life. That He might bear some fruit in my life. I believe a lot of times God allows us to go through things that we might lay down and listen to Him. One of the hardest things I've found out to do in this time, and you might seem to think that it's an easier thing to do, but it's just to trust Him. Just to trust Him. When I say I trust God, I don't know what the future beholds. He does, I don't know. I guess sometimes I'm of a negative mind to think that, Lord, what if this happens? What if that happens? Can I trust You, Lord? It's not about what my will is. It's about what His will is. But I've learned in this time that I've got to trust Him. I have no other option but to trust Him. You know the psalmist. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. I feel like God's given me a new start. I really feel that way. I feel like that when I get healed, I'm talking about completely healed, I feel like God is going to use me in a greater way of just what I've been through and what the Lord's allowed me to do for Him. I've learned this too. Not to think it couldn't happen to me. Not to think that I'm something. Not to think that I've got the monopoly on it, not to think that I, and I hate to say this, but sometimes in my life I thought that wouldn't happen to me. That wouldn't happen to me, Lord. I mean, that wouldn't happen to me. And I wonder how many times in our own mind we think we see other people go through something, Lord, that wouldn't happen to me. But how many times pride creeps in our lives?
Yes.
Yeah.
Think that we've got it. And we really don't. It's all of the Lord.
Yeah.
It's all of the Lord.
Amen.
And I think sometimes in my own life I got to the place that I don't want to use the word invincible, but I think sometimes you get to the place that you don't think nothing's ever going to happen like that to you. You see it happening to other people. You see other people going through things. You pray for them, but you really don't know how to pray till you know that you've been through it. Only the Holy Spirit prays through you, but He does use your experiences to pray. Chastisement's good. It speaks to you. It corrects you. It shows you what sin does. It can bring hurt. I laid in that bed many a night, calling on God. God, have mercy on me. God, have mercy on me. God, have mercy on me.
Amen.
For Lord, I know that I had not been where I could have been. I know, Lord, that the light you give me, sometimes I didn't walk in it. And God has awakened me to the fact that He has had mercy on me. And that I am to obey Him in that what He's leading me to do. Sometimes in the life of God, in Christian life, we get to the place that it becomes a routine. It becomes just going through a motion of religion. You learn how to do things. But far as obeying God and walking in His way and doing His will, it's got to be with sincerity. And a lot of times in our life, we're not as sincere. See, God uses us because He wills to. But how much more can God do with us when we're sincere in all that we do?
Amen.
And then I will say this. I don't only see a change through this, and chastisement through this, but I see conformity through this. The Bible said all things work together for good to them that love God.
Right.
And who are the called according to His purpose?
Yeah.
I believe in what I've been through, that this works together for my good. It works together for the church's good. I want to say I appreciate these men preaching while I've been out. They've done a great job. Done a great job. He's going to conform me to His image. That's amazing. Of all the people's called me over this time, I didn't know I had so many friends. I was just thinking this morning, there's probably 12 states of people that's either the road or call. We got a call from Canada, and Andrew texted me. When they heard the news, he told Wani. He said Wani went back, burdened about it, and went back into his own village church, and they prayed for him. And all the people, it's affected that prayed for me, that loved me, and that time of hardship. There's nothing like the love of God. There's nothing like the family of God. Of people that know something about prayer. Has prayed and asked God on my behalf, touch and help me through this. He said that a righteous man's prayer avails much. And I thank the Lord for it. The purpose of God in my life, God appointed this.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said that Monday evening when I felt like I was about to have a heart attack. You know what I felt like after I seen back, look back? God was saying, you going. That's what the Lord is saying, you going. You can keep on holding off, but you going. It's appointed. Yeah. thank you for being so kind to me. His grace is sufficient. Never had been through nothing like that. I'm glad I didn't know what I'd had to go through. It's like God walked through me, walked through it every day. And they said you're gonna have to have his catheterization, grace come. And they said you got to have open heart surgery, grace come. When I went down there late in that hospital for several days before they ever done it, grace come. When they come and take me on that bed that day and my family left me, I said, grace come. When they took me and laid me on that table down there and started putting that sleeping stuff in me, grace come. When I woke up in recovery, grace come. My family stood there. I still remember it. Grace come. When they say it's time to go to a room, you're going to have to be rehabilitated. Grace come. It came. It was a hard deal. Brother Keith knows. He come down here, him and Caleb, on that Thursday night. And some of you others come too. I thought I was going to die. I thought they was going to kill me in there. That nurse come in there and she said, you got to get up and walk. I said, what? I ain't able to. She said, you're going to have to walk. I had that pain medicine in me and it was bad. I said, I'll do it tomorrow. That's what I told her. She said, no, you're going to do it tonight. She stayed on me. I said, ma'am, when you going to go home? She said, about 7, but I might stay longer. She was pretty rough. But I'll say this, God used her. I'll tell you, when we left that day, you know what she done? She come over and hugged me. She said, I want a card on your church and all them preaching services. And we give her a card. And she said she'd be praying for us. They laid me down there, Brother Shank. You know what I'm talking about. I'm glad you didn't tell me about it. They said, well, they put a tube in every place they had to do this. They done 4 bypasses on me, so they had to put a tube in me everywhere. And boy, they said, lay down on this bed and take a deep breath. Sunday jerked them out. I felt like somebody shot me with a shotgun. Grace was with me. They had that little old, had to put like a little pacemaker thing in there and they had to take them things out. Grace was with me. Friday, I got the feeling pretty good and went in there and brushed my teeth and set the whole arm off. My heart started racing, got up to about 200 beats. They come in there and had to throw medicine in me and everything else and put me on something. Grace was with me. 2 weeks ago, I come home. Had a hard time when I got there. Had to go back to the hospital. Grace was with me. Got down there. I want to tell you all this. I got down to the hospital. And they put an IV bag on me. And the doctor come in a little later. And when I got up, after he talked to me and that IV went to me and sat on that table, God came on me. Come right on me. Come right on me. Touch my body right there. My wife will tell you that's right. When we got home that afternoon, I was healed from what I was facing. And my wife's little old class back at the school, another teacher told my wife, said, "Yeah, we got a burden for y'all about 1:15. Said them little old boys and girls got on her face and started praying down there at the school.
Amen.
So what time was it? About 1:15. That's God. About 1:15, the little old boys and girls on her face praying for me, and God touched me about that time, healed me. Thank you, Lord. Went back home, and since then we've been still like we're gaining some strength every day. Some days it's been a little hard, but it's been prosperous. God's helping us. I just feel like, praise God, I want to let her rip.
Amen.
Can't do it. Here's going to come. Yes, sir. But Job said here, he said, he's of one mind. God said, this is what I'm going to do in your life. You ain't looking for it. But it's my will. It's my will. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. He appointed it that way. And I know for sure that everything's not been revealed yet. Of that what he appointed for me.
Right.
I just want to thank you, Mr. Moore, for being saved. If I hadn't made it through it, and they'd have said, he didn't make it, I'd have said, don't say that. Because if you do make it, either way.
Amen.
If I made it here, I make it. If I make it over there, I make it. I made it. Amen. I made it. I can tell you this, and I'm being honest with you. I never feared that. I never feared one time about dying. I didn't fear it. God settled that thing in my heart long years ago. In that hospital bed up there. One night, just me and God talking. I said, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready. I told my wife that. I said, I'm ready. I don't want to leave now, but I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I got to thinking about being with them saints and Jesus. Them loved ones that's gone on. Oh, thank God for that hope I have. Brother Brent, you come on to the pen this morning. I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Are you ready? Are you prepared to meet the Lord? I just wanted to come and say a few things. I want to say this before he plays, and I love this church. And I thank God for it. And I really feel like in my own heart that the Lord's going to do some great things this year in this house of God. And I want to say this too. As far as me, I want what God wants. I was content riding down the highway in the back of that ambulance on that Sunday morning as I would be standing here. I'd rather been standing here, but I was just as content. I was in the will of God. Just as content. I was right in the will of God. I got to go back a week from Monday to see my surgeon. And he'll hopefully say you can drive now. Get back into it a little bit. But I just feel like I'm going to have to ease it in slow a little bit. So I got these men here to preach. And I'm going to try to come on Sunday morning. And if I feel like it, I'll come back another service. I just want to do what God wants me to do. I've had a bunch of people say, you ought not do that. And I've had several, and I've had a lot of people say, preacher, just make sure you take your time. Brother Billy Mitchell had the same surgery back in 2007. He told me, he said, Brother Hyde, he said it was probably 4 to 6 weeks. He said 6 weeks before I got to preaching again. And I said, well, what the Lord wants. What the Lord wants. This is not my style, this stuff you're talking. But I have no choice in it. But if God will help me and get me back here and heal me up, son. Amen. I want to let her go again. Amen. I mean, just let her rip. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Told Brother Keith I was a little slimmer now. Dropped about 17 pounds. But I probably gained a little of that back. He's going to put me on one of them Mediterranean diets. Whatever that is. I've had a good nurse over there. Outstanding. She asked me what I'm planning on doing. They finally told me I could stay by myself. Had a few of y'all come over and help out with that. And they said, you stay by yourself. But you got to go by the orders. Brother Shank knows how this thing is. He's been through it. Brother Brent, I want you to play that because he lives. I can face tomorrow. I want to thank the Lord for that. I'm going to raise my Bible to heaven tonight. Say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's all because He lives. All because He lives. I can face tomorrow. I'll tell you, I want you to take heed of what I said to you this morning. You better value life, value your family, value. Don't live a selfish life. Value your family. Value them little boys and girls. Value them children. Value them grandchildren. Value it. Value it. Value it. Value the opportunity to be able to do anything for God. Put a value on that. Value every time you get to do anything for God. Value it. Praise God, He's good. Thank you, Lord. Bless His goodness. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand this morning.